What's the truth? Where are you really? These first three possibilities are all based on the idea that you're already in a relationship. And if you're in one, I want you to create an action plan now. What are you going to do to take your relationship to the next level? What can you do and what will you do? And I want you to write down two or three things you've decided today you're going to absolutely do or be or change. Either that decision is, I am no longer going to fly off the handle of the little things. I am going to interrupt my own pattern and say, you know what? You don't deserve this. I'm sorry. I'm overreacting. Or maybe what you're going to do is you're going to create a pattern erupt. So you both agree, if you start arguing, that if either one of you says, I need a safe space, then the other person has got to listen for 10 minutes and not interrupt. And that doesn't mean 10 minutes where you take notes about all the crap you're going to refute. It means where you really listen from your heart and where you look directly in their eyes the whole time they're talking and you feel what they're saying and you try to put yourself in their perspective. Maybe that's an action item for you. Maybe the action item is you're going to write a beautiful card for no reason today before you go home and drop it off. Maybe you're going to call in the middle of the day and just say, I only have 10 seconds. I'm in the middle of a meeting, but I called to say, I love you. I don't want anything. I just want to tell you, I love you. Bye. Click. What will that do? I want you to create an action plan. I want you to write a map, a massive action plan, as fast as you can, of things you can do to enhance the relationship. Or if you truly are not matched in your natures, in your values, in your goals, you need to get really clear about that, and you need to sit down with this person and make some decisions. You're going to have to decide, because rarely in a relationship will both people want to leave the relationship. What does leaving a relationship bring up for everybody? Absolute fear. Your primary fear. Fear that you're not going to be loved again by somebody else this way. Fear that you'll never find somebody else. Fear that you're going to lose the love. Fear that you're not enough. Fear that you won't be able to have what you really deserve. Or fear this person's leaving you and therefore they're rejecting you and you can't have it. Sometimes this break of this pattern is the greatest thing that ever happened, because now, even if you're on the receiving end, you're now free to really have someone who can fully appreciate you, because it's not that you're not enough. It's that your nature, your needs, your desires, your values are different. And by the way, sometimes people start out with similar goals and similar values and a similar nature. But as time goes by, people go through stages of life. They have significant emotional events, right? They lose family. They lose friends. Their priorities radically change. They have a disease. They get older. And at different stages of life, we look at our lives radically different. And if you have a difference in years between you and another person, you may find that this person now has a totally different viewpoint. So, you know, instead of looking as a failure, be honest and decide what you're going to do. And figure out how you do it responsibly, lovingly, where you can preserve the relationship but transform it maybe into a friendship. Because if you think about it truthfully, all relationships have a purpose. There's some lessons for us all to learn. And when you learn those lessons, then the relationship may transform into a new relationship, called a friend or called a business associate or called something, I don't know, someone who's no longer in your life. But you got to decide. Don't turn off this tape without coming up with an action plan to make your relationship better or to change yourself or to complete this relationship and create the vacuum to create something new. Because you know what some people do? They go, I know it's the wrong relationship, but I'm going to keep looking until I find the right person. Then I'll let go of this person. Well, you can't get to second base with one foot on first. You can't do that. You got to let go. You got to create a vacuum. Until there's a vacuum there that's open, there's no space for someone else to be attracted into your life. Now, that's going to be your plan. That's going to be your homework. You can stop the tape now if you're one of those people.